With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Wisconsin judge is facing charges for allegedly helping an illegal alien escape arrest by ICE agents. The Mexican national was in Judge Hannah Dugan's courtroom for a hearing on charges stemming from the beatings of a couple of people. Dugan's accused of facilitating the escape of the accused and his attorney. Matthew Continetti is a public policy analyst with the American Enterprise Institute.
This type of behavior actually isn't unsurprising. When you consider some of the radical rulings that have been coming from lower court judges during the Trump administration.
Continetti says activist judges have, in effect, declared war on the duly elected president of the United States and his policies.
The nationwide injunctions just halting policy across the country because the politics of the judge are different than the politics of the elect.
He spoke with the Salem Radio Network. A 30-year-old suspect under arrest in connection with a deadly weekend attack in Vancouver. 11 people killed when a driver rammed his vehicle into a crowd at a street festival in the Canadian city. Eyewitness Pete Fry tells Canada's CTV it's heartbreaking.
I don't even know what to say. This was a great day. Wonderful event. Huge community event. And have ended in tragedy like this. It won't break us or the community, but
And it's election day north of the border. Canadians going to the polls today, deciding whether to keep the Liberals in power or put the Conservatives in the driver's seat in Ottawa. Some say it's actually a referendum on Donald Trump, given the tariff issue as well as questions about Canadian sovereignty and national pride. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are trading lower. This is SRN News. A Supreme Court justice has some advice for Christian parents.
During recent arguments in a case where Maryland moms and dads want the right to opt their kids out of classes using textbooks that promote the LGBT lifestyle, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson suggested that the plaintiffs should put their children in private school if they object to certain books. The justice seems to be unaware that a lot of Christians cannot afford to do that and doesn't address the fact that tax dollars of those parents are already funding the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Following an investigation of allegations of child pornography at the Modern Art Museum in Fort Worth, a Texas lawmaker has proposed legislation defining the types of art that should be barred from museums. Republican Representative David Lowe says his bill would establish a civil penalty against museums that display certain obscene or harmful material. Earlier this year, the Fort Worth Museum was investigated over a series of photos of nude children. This is SRN News. One person is dead after a boat ran into a crowded ferry in Clearwater, Florida yesterday, prompting a mass casualty event.
The Clearwater ferry had about 45 people on board when it was hit by a recreational boat. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, the crash left one person dead. The city of Clearwater said six passengers were declared trauma alerts, with police describing two of those as seriously injured. They were airlifted to a hospital. All the injuries came from passengers on the ferry. The boat that hit the ferry was later identified by another law enforcement agency. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump is not giving up on a peace deal for Ukraine, but that could change. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Mr. Trump will decide this week whether to continue negotiations. Given Russia's ongoing attacks on civilians in Ukraine, Mr. Trump questions whether Russian President Putin is sincere about wanting to end that long-running war. More details at srnnews.com.